Welcome back to episode 2 of Sports Addicts. Today we are going to talk about the NBA lottery picks. The NBA lottery picks were Zion Williamson to the Pelicans, Ja Morant to the Grizzlies, RJ Barrett to the Knicks, DeAndre Hunter to the Hawks, Darius Garland to the Cavs, Jarrett Culver to the Timberwolves, Kobe White to the Bulls, Jackson Hayes to the Pelicans, Rui Hachimura to the Wizards, Cam Reddish to the Hawks, Cameron Johnson to the Suns, PJ Washington to the Hornets, Tyler Hero to the Heat, and Romeo Langford to the Celtics. To start off this debate here, Hayden, what team do you feel like had a really good draft pick?
I think Atlanta. Because they needed forwards, and they got two pretty good forwards, and DeAndre Hunter and Cameron Reddish. And I think they won it just with that those two picks.
Gavin?
I like New Orleans' draft, but I feel like they needed to go get some more shooters. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they got positions that they needed, but I still feel like no one on the team can really shoot besides Ingram.
Hey, Jake?
I have to go with Hayden. I think the Hawks had a really good draft, getting Cam Reddish and DeAndre Hunter. Two good shooters, forwards.
I agree with AJ and Hayden on that. I believe the Hawks did get a very, very have a very good draft, and they should have a somewhat solid, decent team this upcoming season.
All right. So, what teams do you feel like had a really bad draft? It started with you, Hayden.
I would say Cleveland, because I don't think Garland was a good fit, but they had two other picks and Wendler and someone else late. But honestly, I think I'm gonna have to go with Cameron Johnson, because the Suns needed a point guard. Cameron Johnson's nothing to it, but he is a shooter. They basically just replaced T.J. Warren with Cameron Johnson, and it's not what the Suns need.
Gavin?
I feel like Cavs, yeah. I feel like the Cavs had a bad draft because they went and took Garland when Sexton played well last year at the end of the year.
I do agree with that one.
AJ?
I'd have to go with the Cavs because Garland, they needed a playmaker to go alongside Sexton. Garland's just another one-on-one scorer more.
And he won't open up people overall. No. All right, Braden?
I'll agree with that. Gavin and AJ on that one. The Cavs needed a real superstar, and I don't think they got that out of Darius Garland, because they don't really have a main good player on the team that can lead them to a better record than they previously have.
I think that if the Cavs would have taken Culver, that they honestly probably would have won the draft, because Culver, alongside Sexton and then Larry Nance and Clarkson, some of them young guys, C.D. Osmond, I think that'd be really helpful for Cleveland.
All right. So now we're going to talk about the trades that happened with some of these teams, and kind of who do you guys kind of feel like was the one that kind of came out on top with some of these trades and the lottery picks. Starting with you, Hayden.
Atlanta getting those picks. Getting up to the fourth pick to get DeAndre Hunter.
And still keeping that 10th pick.
And keeping the 10th. Because they started the draft with what, 5, and then ended with 4, which is still good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who did they trade for? It was with the Pelicans for the 4th, if I'm correct, right?
Yeah, yep. I'm with him there, but I mean, I'm not a big fan of Cam Reddish, but he has a big upside. But the way he has to shoot better in the NBA than he did in college, shooting 30% is just ridiculous.
I'd have to go with the Pelicans. Because they got a real, they got to get the 8th and the 17th pick. And with the 8th pick, they got Jackson Hayes. And he's a really good shot blocker. And I think him and Zion will play good together. And then the 17th pick, they got Nicole Alexander Walker. And he's going to be a good backup guard for them.
Kind of sounded like in a an agreeing Allison over here, but I'm going to have to go with AJ on that one. The Pelicans did good. They did good with their trades this draft, and I feel like they got more than what they bargained for, which is good for this upcoming season, and they need a better big guy than Jahlil Okafor, because I don't think he was going to cut it this year. And I think Jackson Hayes is a good upbringing to their...
He's raw, right? He's a raw talent.
And I think another trade that didn't work out was Phoenix trading their 6th pick for Sarge in the 11th, because I think they should have taken... Could be White or Garland, but Garland was already taken, so I think they really messed up not taking Coby White.
Any of you guys have any disagreements or feel like any other team had bad trades at all?
No, not really.
No.
So kind of going off this a little bit, who do you guys feel like is going to be that big sleeper player that's going to kind of all of a sudden just come up and do really good that we're not going to expect? And we're going to do top 3 sleeper players for each guy. So starting with Hayden.
I'm going to have to, my first sleeper is Admiral Schofield. With doing what he did in the tournament and doing what he did all season, going 42, it's really late. Averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds, even getting 1 steal per game. And another thing, he's a great fit for Washington because they had traded Otto Porter. And they needed forwards, and they got Rui, and they got Admiral. And even if they do get rid of Bradley Beal, they'll be able to replace that. He's not a Bradley Beal. None of them are, but they'll be able to replace that because Rui averages 20 for Gonzaga, and Admiral averaging 17 for the Volunteers. My next guy is Marcus McDuffie out of Wichita State. He went undrafted, but his senior season, he averaged 18 points and 5 rebounds per game. And out of all 4 years that he played at Wichita, he was one of Wichita's best players all 4 years. And he signed with the Pacers, which makes a lot of sense because you might not have Bogdanović.
He might leave.
Like, he's talking about going to the Lakers. So you got to replace the people that are leaving. Like, the Pacers might have needed some other players, but all they did was sign him, and he might not make the team. He might make the team. I think he personally will make the team if you look at Wichita's undrafted players, like Ron Baker and Fred VanVleet making rosters.
He'd come in and provide minutes.
Then my last guy is Mike Dom. He's personally one of my favorite college players, but averaging 25 points, 12 rebounds, and a block and a steal a game. That's
pretty impressive.
That's good stats. And if he was if this was his freshman and sophomore year, he probably would have been drafted. But meaning he's a senior, a lot of seniors go undrafted. Like, look at Malcolm Brogdon. He went late second round, and he won Rookie of the Year.
He was a steal that draft.
He was a steal. He was a senior also. So the Rip City, Portland, they signed Mike Dom, and I personally think he can make the team because he's exactly what they needed at their 4.
Right. Gavin?
I like Matisse Thybulle. He's 6'5 out of Washington. He has a 7-foot wingspan. He's a great 3-and-D player. He averaged at least 2 steals and 2 blocks a game. And his strengths are he's a great defender. He has quick feet. He has a good motor. He always has good positioning on defense, and he always has great instincts. He can spot up and hit threes. His upside kind of is either Robert Covington or Danny Green, and his dad, like who he could be, is Roberson, Andre Roberson. He shot 43% from the field, 36% from three, 79% from the free throw line, and he averaged 2.5 steals a game, 1.5 blocks a game, and his weaknesses, he doesn't like to use his left hand when he dribbles and on offense, and his consistency on the offense needs to improve. And then my other steal of the draft is who I feel like could be interested in Carson Edwards from Purdue. He got drafted to the Celtics in the second round. And last season he put up 24 points per game. Shot 35% from the three, 40% from the field, 84% from the free throw line. And he could be a great sixth man and come in and get buckets. He reminds me of Fred VanVleet. And his weaknesses are, like, he needs to become a better defender, and he's kind of small. And then I also like Bol Bol, because he could be a good project for the Nuggets.
Andrew?
My first guy is Lewis King. He's 6'9", from Oregon. He went undrafted and right now is not with anybody. But he averaged 13 points a game, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. He shot 43% from the field, 38 from 3, and 78 from the free throw line. He's a pretty good shooter. My next guy is the freshman guard Dort from Arizona State. He's 6'4". He averaged 16 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. He shot 40% from the field and 30 from 3 and 70 from free throw. So he signed a 2-way contract with the Thunder. He'll probably have to improve his jump shot in the NBA, though. And then my last guy is Kyle Guy. He's 6'2". He averaged 15 points per game, 4.5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 44% from the field, 42 from 3, and 83 from the free throw. He's a really good shooter, and I think if he gets minutes in the league, he'll be there for a while.
I would like to say something about Kyle Guy. I had him as one of my sleepers, but I decided not to list him. Him being taken that late in the second round, he's got that shooting type like J.J. Redick, Mike Miller, Kyle Korver. Like he can be one of those guys, be one of those role players. And for Sacramento, they kind of needed that. He's going to help out. I think he's going to come off the bench and get a lot of playing time.
He'll probably have a 2-way contract.
Yeah, but
maybe a few years.
He'll work his way up. But Greystone, I think he'll eventually get there. All right, Braden.
I'm not going to name a whole bunch of stats or anything. I'm just going to name a few players and say why I think they'll be a good fit. First off, I'm going to start with Jordan Poole, shooting guard from Michigan. For the Golden State Warriors, I think he'll have to play a few minutes since Klay will be out for a...
He could also leave in free agency.
Quite a while this season. That too, but I see Klay staying. but Jordan Poole is going to have to step up. Got to see what he's going to bring to the table this year, and excited to see it. Another player is Bol Bol, I think. He was a great pick in the second round, and I think he's an undervalued center, and he will show up this season for the Nuggets.
He'll have to develop, though.
And they might just develop. Do what they...
Summer League. And
they might just do what they did with Michael Porter Jr. with him, have him sit out a year and get stronger and get better.
Yeah, Bol Bol's pretty much a stick.
Yeah, he's small.
He's real small.
So, Hayden, who do you think is going to be a bust from this NBA draft?
Well, I look at the bust being the top five. Because, honestly, if you're not top five, I don't know if you're really considered a bust. So you can't really throw in Cam Reddish being a bust if you went 10. But Garland, he's not my bust. But if he doesn't provide work to Cleveland,
he could be a good player, but he's just in a bad situation.
Like he needs to bring the impact straight away. He can't be like Markelle Fultz. He's got to show what he has to offer, or he's just going to be one of those top five draft picks that get traded. Like if Lonzo and D'Lo, if they would have performed really well their first few years, they would still be where they are today.
Garland's got a better chance, though, since he's in Cleveland, not such a big market like L.A.
Yeah, that is.
Well, they didn't really trade D'Lo, though, to because he still showed promise, but it was more to get rid of Mozgov's contract to open up a max slot.
Well, and they said they wanted to get D'Lo a new beginning because it was all messed up there in L.A.
And then Zion, like, a lot of people were comparing him to LeBron and other explosive players, like Charles Barkley. If he doesn't live up to that, he could be considered a bust, but I think he reminds me of Blake Griffin, and if he doesn't evolve to Blake Griffin, he's not going to be anything, because Blake Griffin, this last year was his best year, I think. He can dribble the ball, he can shoot threes.
He wasn't as flashy, but he played a lot better.
And I read a thing, he hit the third most step backs in the NBA. Step back threes, like, a big man. Like, first was James Harden, who takes 100 a game. Second was Luka, and then third was Blake Griffin. And I'm talking a lot about Blake Griffin, but Zion, if he doesn't evolve to that, he might. And plus, we already seen him get hurt at Duke.
Yeah.
Can he stay healthy?
Ankle injury, right?
Yeah. Or knee or whatever. Knee. Can he stay healthy?
Yeah. But, and not only that, I'm just going to say this as a host, but there was, you saw that with at the Pelicans, you saw how much they really wanted him there.
Yeah.
And they looked a little bit desperate to have him there. And if he does, especially losing Anthony Davis, they're going to have, he's going to have to fill big shoes, because they're kind of a program right now. They're kind of just want somebody there that can do something.
Any a star.
Mm-hmm.
But the one who I say I think will be my most bust, like, I don't think he will be a bust, but if I had to go with a bust, it would be RJ, just because he's going to a New York team, and if you looked at it, their team needs was everything. And he can't provide everything, and I don't think he can put up. He averaged 23-8 in college. I don't think he can do that in the NBA. I think he needs to get a better shot also. I can't really see him going off in New York. Like, I don't think they're even going to get over 20 wins. Me personally, and if they keep doing that and doing that and doing that, he's eventually just, I think he might be a bust.
Knicks are a final contender.
If you can't win, you can't average 20.
He might lose that winning mentality.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for him, too, because that's a big market, and he's got high expectations.
It is.
Yeah, he got the loudest ovation at the draft, too.
Because if you look at a third pick that I remember that was a bust was Morrison on Gonzaga. Look what he did. He won the national title, too.
And he went to Charlotte, who was terrible.
And he went to a terrible team, and he didn't do anything. He ended up getting a ring, but that's because he went to a team that was good, and he didn't have to do anything himself. And the Lakers, yeah. So that's my bust.
Gavin?
I really think it'll be Zion. I mean, like, his hype is so big that it's just ridiculous. Like, he could be a good player in the NBA, but his expectations are so high. They're like LeBron James high, Magic Johnson high. It's just, I feel like he could be a good player, but the expectations are so high that I just don't think he'll live up to them.
But he's not in a big market, so that could help him develop as he's younger.
He's not, but he's still, like, he brought so many views to college basketball last year because that was their highest rating in a while. Because so many people are going to be watching him now that he's in the NBA. He's going to have, like, a microscope on him. I just don't know if he can do it. I mean, he's got a lot of good young players with him, but he doesn't really. There's no one really there to space the floor, so it's going to be crowded.
And he's not exactly a jump shooter either.
Yeah, and he's small. For playing power forward, he's tiny.
But he's got the muscle, I think. He can do it, and the jump.
6'7", but he's what, 270, 285?
No, he's 285.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if he doesn't get on a good diet and he becomes fat, his knees and his ankles are going to give out. He's going to need to develop a jump shot, too.
Another thing about Zion, I think he needs to find a leader. Because if you look at their veterans, you got Drew Holiday.
That's about it.
Drew Holiday's not a... He's not a winner. He hasn't won anything. You want, like, a veteran that's been there. Like, I think Tyson Chandler is a great veteran in L.A. because he's a defensive player of the year. He's won an NBA championship. When he was on the Suns, I feel like he helped a lot of them young players out. They might not have won, but you can see a difference, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I hope he lives up to the expectations, but they're just, the bar is so high for him. So, yeah.
AJ?
I have to go with Darius Garland, because the Cavs' need was a playmaker to play alongside Colin Sexton, and Darius Garland's not much of a playmaker right now. He could develop into one, but right now he's not.
Braden?
I agree with AJ.
Okay.
Well, good job, Kirby.
Nice job, man.
Primarily the exact same thing, so I didn't want to say it again.
All right, so Rookie of the Year. Hayden, who do you have?
Well, since I met the man personally, and before he went all crazy, because when I met him, he wasn't on SportsCenter. Like he might have been the next day after, because he actually was. He might not have been crazy.
I was on SportsCenter too.
Congratulations. See, I had known about him through social media, and I knew that he was a good player. And I was actually, the crazy thing, I was watching highlights of John Morant, and then he walks in to Buffalo Wild Wings. And I don't want to say anything that would make my viewers not want to listen, but yeah, I popped something. Now, No, I'm just fooling. Now, I was like, holy shit, that's Murray State. Because they all had their
warm-ups.
They all had their warm-ups, and they were coming in. And I was talking to my buddies, and I'm like, Ja must be there. I seen him, I got a picture with him, and then the next day, he's on SportsCenter Top 10 twice. And then he gets to the tournament, drops a triple-double against Marquette, against Marcus Howard. He's another good player. And his favorite player is Westbrook. He plays like Westbrook, but the stats don't matter to him. It's winning. He took a team like Murray State and took them to the tournament 2 years in a row.
You got a better jump shot, too, than Russell Westbrook.
He does. He might not have defense like Westbrook, because Westbrook's got that explosive defense, but he's the best passer in the draft.
Yeah. He's a might good spot-up shooter.
Might be the best scorer in the draft. And might be the best rebounding guard in the draft. So I think with what he's filling in a role with where Mike Conley was. Mike Conley had to do everything. Now they got probably like Valanciunas, who's young. He's an underrated big man. They got Jaren Jackson.
Dylan Brooks.
Grayson Allen. He could develop into something.
Jay Crowder, he did really good for Utah.
Yeah.
So,
and Korver helped them space out the floor.
If Korver
would help, because he did really good for Cleveland, did really good for Utah. And then, well, that's my rookie of the year.
Gavin,
I'm not choosing Ja, but like he's a really, he'll make a lot of good wow plays next year. He'll be dunking on people. He's crazy with the ball, makes some incredible passes.
I love his spot up shooting a lot.
Yeah. But I'm going to have to go with RJ, just because RJ is going to have nothing around him. And I don't know, dude. I feel like he's going to have the ball the majority of the time. And he might not shoot well, but he's going to put up a lot of points. And he's going to get boards. And yeah.
AJ?
My rookie of the year is probably going to be Zion. I figure he'll score a pretty good amount. He'll get a lot of boards. He'll be really good on the defensive side of the ball for them. And, yeah, that's my pick.
Braden.
I'm going to go with Jarrett Culver. Just because I like the guy. And if not Jarrett Culver, it's going to have to pick the main man, Zion Williamson. Just because he's going to have to show up, and if he does show up, he's going to get Rookie of the Year. If he meets his expectations in some way, then he's going to get Rookie of the Year.
If he shows some signs of it.
Exactly.
I got to say something. Culver surprises me, but then again it doesn't, because he was damn near averaging 20 at Texas Tech, averaging 19. He even got 2 steals a game. He's a really good defender. He's athletic. He can shoot the ball. And he's replacing where Jimmy Butler was in Minnesota. And honestly, he's not – Jimmy Butler is kind of bipolar. Jimmy Butler's a great player.
Yeah.
But Minnesota needs a good young guy with Cat. Like, they traded Dario, which is kind of crazy to me. I think he's really underrated. But if Andrew Wiggins can – if Culver can play, and they can get a point guard – they got Jeff Teague one more year. They can get a point guard. The Timberwolves can do something. I think Culver's a great player, and he's gonna bring the impact. Look at what he did in the tournament. He did pretty good. Honestly, I wish Texas Tech would have won it all, but
yeah, me too. All
right, so for the all rookie first team, who do you guys have for each position?
Well, I got 2 guards and 3 forwards. I think Ja will make it, because if you think someone's going to run Rookie of the Year, they're obviously going to make the first team. I think Coby White will make it. I think he's going to do a lot for the Bulls. Like, they have Chris Dunn, but Coby White, he's
fast.
He's real fast and exactly what they needed, and he's going to be a dominant scorer, I think, for the Bulls. Him and Lauri Markkanen.
And Levine,
Wendell Carter. That Bulls team will be nice. I don't think they're going to do anything this year. Like, that'll be, like, super crazy because they're still young. But I think he's gonna put up the work that's going to get him in that first team. I'm going to have to go with DeAndre Hunter. I think what he'll bring with the Atlanta will be good. He's at NC National. He's a champion.
Yeah.
So he's got that work ethic, and he's going to play with Trae Young. Trae Young likes to shoot, but he also likes to feed his teammates. That's what makes John Collins so good. That's what, like, Bimri, I like him. That's what put him out there. And another guy, Culver, like I was just talking about, he's a great player. I think he's going to do it. And then last but not least, Zion. A big player that I'm leaving out is RJ. He's going to come close. But I think those players are going to kick him out because they're going to work harder. RJ's going to work, but when you got nothing around you,
it's hard for it to pay off.
Yeah, look at LeBron.
I mean, yeah, he's going to have the best defender.
LeBron, Allen Iverson, they're the ones that carry their team. I don't think RJ is going to be able to carry his team, and I don't think he's going to be – when you're shooting a lot, like – You got to make sure they're like, if you have, when you're a rookie and you have a night like James Harden, like go 1-15, that's not good on you. Like, when you're James Harden, you're MVP, but at that age,
destroys your confidence.
It does, and like, if you got no players, how are you gonna get the stats? Like, I don't think you get that much rebounds because you got Mitch Robinson, you got DeAndre Jordan there.
Mitch Robinson's a good young player though.
But I don't think you're going to get your assist that you want. And plus, he's not even a point guard. I think he's just going to be averaging points. I don't think he'll even average 20.
He could, but I don't think he will.
I also said he's my bus, but I don't think he's going to be an actual bus. He's just my most
likely to.
Just because he's in New York, it really hurts him being in New York with nothing, having Kristaps gone and everything.
Gavin?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Jaw. He's just he's incredible. He's incredible to watch, and people are gonna put in votes for him to be on there. And then my other guard, this might surprise you guys, but I'm gonna go Romeo Langford. He played pretty good in Indiana, so he could translate that into the NBA, I think. And I feel like he's being slept on. And then one of my forwards is gonna be I'm gonna go with RJ, because I think he'll do good. And then my other forward, I'll go Zion. And then for my center, I mean, I could go another forward, but I feel like that's disrespecting the centers. So I'm going to have to go with that Jackson Hayes kid. He's showed some raw talent, and he could turn into a pretty good shot blocking center.
I can't disagree with Jackson Hayes, because I think he'll be pretty good. But Romeo Langford, I think that it would have been smart for him to stay another year, because he might have put the most work in for Indiana, but he didn't make the tournament. And
had a bad shooting percentage. He shot 27% from three.
He did shoot pretty bad. But he's also in a bad situation being on Boston. Like, I don't think he's
got a good head coach.
He does have a good head coach.
He could develop him.
I think that if he would have stayed one more year, he could have got drafted higher, and I don't think Boston's just that great of a fit for him, and it might not help him there. But I think we talked about Carson Edwards. Honestly, he could come in, put in work, and he might be able to start, because if you lose Kyrie and Rozier, who's gonna play point guard for you?
They could sign a veteran guard.
They could. But honestly, I'd
let the Rooks do it.
At this point, you gotta see what they can do.
They might. That Celtics team might be fun to watch in the what is that, the summer league?
Yep.
Yeah.
AJ.
I have a guard and four forwards. I have Ja Morant, because he'll put up a lot of numbers in Memphis. And then I got DeAndre Hunter, because I think he's a great fit for Atlanta. He's a good 3-and-D guy. And then I got Rui, because I think he's very underrated. And then Zion, because he'll be really good this year, in my opinion. And then I got P.J. Washington. I think a lot of people are sleeping on him.
He is a very good, dominant big man.
He was good at Kentucky. I heard him when he was out during the tournament for a little while.
He's a big man that doesn't care about anything else but winning. And he's strong about it. He goes up, and he knows he's going to get a bucket. And Rui, like you said, he's underrated.
He was really good against that.
Yeah, he almost averaged 20 points a game.
Yeah.
I think he was averaging 20.
I feel like both them guys are good team players, too.
And him, Rui on the Wizards with Admiral, like I was saying, I think they're going to be a good team.
A lot of people thought the Rui pick, they could have got him later, but
I think he was the
safest pick there. Because Nasir Little,
he never
Cam did. Radish.
Hoping Bradley Beal stays, that team will be good. But if he does leave, Rui can replace that Bradley Beal spot.
Take him a couple years.
A lot of people didn't really see Nasir Little play because he didn't get that many much minutes.
Because he had a hard time getting on the floor, learning the offense. But they say he's a really good defender against Zion. They say he's the Zion stopper.
Braden, who you got?
I have a guard, three forwards, and a center. For my guard, of course, Ja Morant. He's going to have to go Ja all around, good player. For my three forwards, Jarrett Culver, Cam Reddish, Zion Williamson.
I don't agree with the Cam Reddish there, bud. I don't know.
I do.
I feel like Owen is a good fit for him, though. I think he might be able to do something.
But he's got a – I feel like
– Yeah, but don't – Yeah,
like, he might be in the G League next year.
Like AJ says, Hunter's going to do more than Cam Reddish, I think. I don't think he'll be a G League player.
He might start off.
This is my opinion. And for my center, Jackson Hayes, just because I think he's going to step up that Pelicans big man slot, and he's going to show us what he can do.
Yeah, Jackson Hayes is a great fit for New Orleans, I believe.
Hayden, what are your standings for the Eastern Conference?
Well, at the bottom, pretty simple, Knicks. Work my way up to the Bulls, Cavs. Magic made the playoffs last year, but I don't think Vucevic is going to stay, so I'm going to have them at 12. Hornets almost made it, but I'm going to have them at 11th. Pistons did make it, but I can't really see them doing it again, so I'm settling them at 10. Celtics, I think they're going to lose a lot. So they're going to come close, and I think they're going to be 9. I think Josh Richardson's going to carry Miami along with Bam. Hero's going to help.
Playing good minutes.
And then you got the Dragon at point guard. As long as he can stay.
Ricky the rookie steamboat?
I don't think he will get traded because Pat Riley said our guy's Dragic. And I think the Hawks will make it. You got young guys like Trae Young,
The Rock,
Hunter, Reddish, Collins, Alex Lynn, Vimri.
You say Herder.
Paul Cruz.
And then 6, I think Wizards. If they keep Bill and John Wall and they have Rui, Dwight Howard plays, I think they can make it. Wizards, they know the playoffs. They've been there before. Sixers, I think they're going to lose quite a bit. I think Redick's going to leave. Butler's going to leave. Tobias is going to leave. They're still going to be up there because they got Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And Joel Embiid, he's just one of the best big men.
When he's healthy, most dominant big man. Yeah. But when he's healthy.
Yeah, when he's not crying.
And then 4, I got Indiana. Because Oladipo, he's going to come back. He's going to be better than ever. And then you got Miles Turner, Sabonis. And D'Lo could end up there. But I don't think so.
He's probably leaving. Bogdanovich
is. I think he'll probably leave. But I think the Pacers, I think they'll make a good run.
Danny Granger.
And then I have Brooklyn at 3rd. I don't think they'll get Kyrie. I think they'll keep D'Lo. I think they might be able to pull in Julius Randle if they do keep D'Lo. And then you got Jarrett Allen and Taron Prince, Carroll, Harris, LeVert.
They could bring in another max because they got rid of that Crab contract.
Yeah.
So they could get a not a top tier free agent, but one of those second tiers.
Terrell Owens.
And then 2nd is who finished first, Milwaukee. Giannis is the Greek freak, so he's gonna take him there. And then 1st is the champs, the Toronto Raptors. I think Kawhi, I think he's gonna stay. You go to a team like the Raptors, and you carry them. They're known to being swept. Now you got DNA championship everywhere. Ibaka, Gasol, Van Vliet, Kawhi. You got Danny Green, Kyle Lowry. That's my East.
All right, my East, we're going to go with, of course, everyone knows the Knicks are going to be shit this year. They're going to last. So let's be honest here. The Knicks. They need help over there. They're fucking looking around for a piece of dog shit because that's them.
They need a trash bag. That's what they need right now.
Finals contender.
And then I have the Cavs, the next, and then probably the Bulls, then the Magic, then the Pistons, then the Hornets. Then I'm going to have to go with the Wizards just finishing right outside, and then the Heat are going to be an 8th seed. The Celtics are going to be a 7th seed. And then the 76ers, then the Pacers, then the Nets and the Bucks. Actually, I think the Bucks are going to finish above the Raptors. Because, okay. So there you go, Squid.
So, I got the Knicks finishing last. And then I got the Cavs finishing 2nd to last. The Magic. And then I got the Bulls. Then I got the Heat. Hornets.
Asshole.
Pistons.
In the new day.
I got the... No. Yeah. And then I got the Celtics making the 8 seed. The Hawks the 7.
Deuces.
And then the Wizards the 6. Then I got the Pacers being the 5th seed, the Sixers being the 4 seed. And then I'm going to go with the Nets the 3, the Raptors the 2, and the Bucks the 1.
We got the Road Warriors.
For my list, I'm going to have to go Knicks, Bulls, Cavs, Magic, Hornets, Pistons, Celtics, Heat, Wizards.
What seed are you in?
We're at a 7 right now. Wizards at 7.
Heat at 8?
Yes. Sixers at 6. Hawks at 5.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Okay.
That might be a bit.
And then Pacers, Nets, Raptors, Bucks. That's mine.
I appreciate the net love, by the way.
We all put them pretty high up there.
All right, Hayden, so what is your Western Conference standings?
Well, 15, I'm going to go with the Suns just because they're stupid.
They're on fire.
They
like, burning. They're burning right now.
I was about to say, they ain't on fire this year.
Devin Booker's on fire, that's about it.
I think they're stupid. They you trade away your pick, and you don't take Kobe White. You take a Cameron Johnson and get Dario Saric. He's a good player, but...
Not what they needed.
And then I'm going to go with the Timberwolves because they didn't get a point guard either. They got Culver. Culver's a good player, but they're still a young team.
They took value.
They can't dribble the ball right now.
13, I took Pelicans because they got a lot of young guys. I don't think they're going to be able to do what they want to do. We'll do what they need to do. They might be able to do what they want to do, be all flashy and stuff.
Yeah, they ain't going to be able to spread the floor, though.
But they ain't going to... Really, really short team. Memphis, right above them. They don't have the vets. They don't have the players that take them to the playoffs. I think the Spurs will miss, sadly, but I think they will.
They don't have much.
I don't think they have what it takes. The Kings right ahead at 10. They're a real good young team. I really like the Kings. Mavericks, I really want them to make the playoffs, but I think they're going to come close to the Clippers. Because you got Luka and Porzingis. They need a solid point guard other than Barea and Trey Burke.
Thank you. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Clippers at 8. I think they're going to make it again. They're gonna show what it takes.
Yeah.
They got a lot of good young guys that have been there before.
They have the cap space to your son.
Kawhi.
Max player. Yep.
They do sign Kawhi though.
No.
They're gonna be 1 in the West instead of 8. 7, I got the Warriors. If it wasn't for the word ACL and the word Achilles.
The word ambulance.
they would probably be number 1, but see they're gonna drop because you got one scorer.
Still winning the finals.
And you got one defender.
It's not that cheap.
And they didn't win the finals because, yeah, they got injuries. 6, I got the Rockets. I think Chris Paul's gone. I think Aaron Gordon's gone. I think P.J. Tucker's gone. I think they're all going to get traded in that deal.
You still have them that high?
I do have them that high because I think Capella's going to stay, and I think Harden's always going to stay.
I feel like Capella's kind of overrated.
Harden's overrated. A real good regular season player, but once it comes to playoffs, he chokes.
Yeah, and I think Harden does carry, even though he shoots like all the shots. Who else carries? LeBron. LeBron always made the playoffs. He didn't this last year.
And LeBron don't take that many shots.
No, he doesn't. He's.
But he knows he won't make that many shots.
What?
You mean
you're an idiot?
He won't make those dumb shots that James Harden's takes.
Precisely.
And then right above them, I got the Nuggets. They got a good young team. Michael Porter's actually going to be able to play this year, see what he can do. I think the only player they're...
He could put them over the top this year.
He could. I think the only player that they're gonna really lose is Isaiah Thomas. You know, he ain't going to be back. He didn't play much anyways.
Yeah.
He was their tall boy.
Exactly.
He ain't the tall boy.
Towel.
Yeah, he ain't tall.
See, they were their they were the 2 seed, but I think they're gonna drop. And then I got the Thunder. I'm really hoping that they don't trade Steven Adams, but you got Paul George and Westbrook, so they're gonna stay up there. Then the Blazers, they finally got the forward they needed, and Nasir Little. They need to give Mike Thompson some playing time. You got Myers Leonard. You got the duo of Dame Time and CJ McCollum. Then Jazz, you just got Mike Conley, and that's exactly what the Jazz needed. And Donovan Mitchell's a dominant scorer. You've seen that in the playoffs and the regular season. Rudy Gobert is one of the best defenders in the league. And then number one, the Lakers. Represent, boy. You got LeBron.
It's showtime, baby.
And Anthony Davis.
You played a different kind of basketball.
You don't need nobody else. Like, you need somebody else. You can't just add one player
and expect them to be as good. They didn't make the playoffs last year, and they traded...
Hey, what if LeBron was hurt?
Two of the starters?
You can, though.
One of the best bench players, and they add one player.
Say they're healthy. They have two top five players in the league.
Top seven.
Then what happened when the Warriors had two top five players?
No, that's different. KD's better.
Probably the best player in the league.
KD and Steph are better together than I would say LeBron and AD. And if LeBron and AD...
We haven't seen it yet. We haven't seen it yet.
Right now, I'd say it's Steph and KD.
Lakers at one.
All right, buddy. All right. I have the Timberwolves finishing last because they're going to need help everywhere.
You're never going to see them in the
And
day,
then
buddy.
The Suns, I don't know what the hell they're doing half the time. I mean, it's the Devin Booker show. So, and we're going to go with the Grizzlies next, and then the Mavericks, and then the... Then I have the Warriors missing the playoffs next year. Have they been finishing like 9th in the conference? I know, no, 10th. And then the Spurs are going to finish 9th. And I feel like the Pelicans are going to be an 8th seed. The Kings will be a 7th seed. They should be. And then I think it's going to go the Clippers, Nuggets, Thunder... Shut up, Braden. then the Jazz, the Trailblazers, and the Warriors. Lakers, not Warriors.
So for my standings, I have the Suns finishing last, then Timberwolves, and then I'm gonna have the Grizzlies, then the Spurs, and then the Mavs, and then I'm gonna have the Pelicans. Nope, never mind. The Clippers are gonna be the 9 seed, then the Pelicans the 8, Kings 7, Warriors 6, Thunder 5, Nuggets 4, Trailblazers 3, Jazz 2, Lakers 1. Okay, yours.
My Western standings, I'm going to have to go with Suns, Grizzlies, Kings, Mavericks, Pelicans, Timberwolves.
You have them doing better than the Pelicans?
Timberwolves are good.
No.
What?
What are you smoking, buddy?
I already said Clippers, right? Okay.
No.
Then
you haven't.
Clippers. Rockets, Nuggets, Warriors.
What?
Oh?
Wait, yeah, I'm wrong. My bad. Lakers at 7.
What?
Holy shit.
Lakers at 7.
You're on crack, buddy.
Warriors.
What is that Jewel got you on, buddy?
Rockets. Thunder. Blazers. Nuggets. Jazz.
You have the Jazz. The one.
Hey, I got Jazz too, see, man.
To end this podcast here, we're going to play the three-word game. Basically, how this works is I'm going to name a random team to one of our four guys here, and they got to describe that team in three words. So, to start off with Hayden, Warriors.
Achilles, ACL, Steph.
Gavin, describe the Knicks.
Complete dog shit.
Damn.
All right, AJ. 76ers.
Need Jimmy Buckets.
Okay, Brayden, describe the Heat.
Lost D-Wade.
Hayden, the Jazz.
NBA contenders. Donovan Mitchell.
That was a good one.
All right, Gavin, the Bucks.
Giannis does everything.
All right, AJ, the Pacers.
Need Oladipo quick.
All right, Brayden, give me the Lakers.
LeBron is overrated.
Oh, you should have said it's showtime, baby.
That's funny.
All right.
Or number 8 season.
Hayden, the Thunder.
Keep Steven Adams. That's a big one.
Aquaman,
baby.
All right. Gavin, give me the Suns.
Devin Booker's show.
AJ, give me the Grizzlies.
The Triple J's. Ja, Jaren, and Jonas.
All right, Brayden, the Timberwolves.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Hey, damn.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
All right, Hayden, the Bulls.
Where's MJ?
All right, Gavin. The Nets
need D'Lo back.
AJ, the Trailblazers.
Dame, and Dame.
He said Dom.
It's Dame. It's Dame time. Nope, Dame, and Dame.
All right, Brayden, the Hawks.
Young, dumb, and good.
What?
All right, the Celtics, Hayden.
The Celtics. Rebuilding year. No Kyrie.
That's four.
Damn.
That's
four.
Gavin?
Kyrie was Celtics, there.
All right, Gavin, tell me about the Nuggets.
Nuggets, good team basketball.
AJ, the Rockets.
James Harden show.
All right, the Cavs, Brayden.
Total shit show.
All right, Hayden, the Mavericks.
Luka, Porzingis. L's.
More like the white foreigners.
That's pretty good. I'll go with the white foreigners.
Gavin, the Kings.
Shit. Well, on the rise.
All right, AJ, tell me about the Wizards.
Bradley Beal is everything.
That's four words.
Idiot!
Beal is everything.
Beal is everything, there.
Alright, Brayden, give me the Spurs.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
All right, Hayden. The Magic.
Magic Johnson. Nah. Magic has AIDS.
Wait. I'm going with it. Gavin, the Clippers.
A lot of role players.
The Pelicans, AJ.
Very, very young.
Brayden, the Pistons.
Come on,
bad buddy. Garbage can.
What?
Why not need bad boys?
All right, so finish this off. Hayden, the Hornets.
They need Grandmama.
What?
Larry Johnson?
No more Kimbo's, I was
saying. Yeah.
Gavin, but last
Grandmama's one. Grandmama's a goat.
Gavin, last one here for you. The Raptors.
Raptors?
Finals MVP, Van Vliet.
Need Kawhi back.
Man, I did really bad at that.
Okay, this will conclude the podcast, Sports Addicts. I hope you guys enjoy it, and see you next time.